on the destruction of two giant ancient Buddha statues near Bamiyan in central Afghanistan by the Taliban militia in the year of our Lord, March 12, 2001. In this stark country, where light can be yellow, it is difficult to measure time. Bare mountains, seemingly carved, overlook ancient seabeds called deserts. The Silk Road, or a tributary of it, drifted this way past the cliff face. For a generation, men on rickety scaffolding worked at the sandstone to fashion the image deep into the cliff's face of a 50-meter-high statue. The mountain became grotto to the Buddha, homaged by 1,700 years of dawns and sunsets, until the coming of the iconoclasts in a drought-stricken land. In two unhurried afternoons, much like any other, between the braying of donkeys, with mortar fire and dynamite, they turned to dust and rubble the false idol. The last piece to dissolve before dusk, which is the traditional time for prayer, was the impassive smile of the Buddha, and 500 tons of face fell under the blast.